Hello. Today I'm just going to talk to you briefly about SEO. SEO, that's what we're going to talk about. If you've been looking at the website packages and you're wondering what even is SEO, or you're wondering how much SEO I provide for you when I build a website for you, I'm going to talk about that and make it hopefully a bit clearer. So SEO, in case you don't know, is search engine optimization. So basically when someone types in your business name or a related search item, then SEO is how well is your website set up so that when someone searches for that, that your website shows up. Now, a very important part of deciding about SEO and knowing about SEO is really getting sensible, getting real about how much your business actually needs SEO. I've just remembered I have a cold at the moment. I'm at the end, so I still sound a bit like a hag. So if you are a geographically located business, like a hairdresser in Bega, and you know that people are going to type in Bega hairdresser, and you really want to show up at the top, then SEO is definitely 100% important for your business. But if you're a life coach, or if you're someone who has a referrals-based business, or say if we're looking at my business and building websites, ooh, that one could be a good one, actually. If you're looking for Bega website developer, you know, it might make sense for me to show up as that if that's what I really wanted to chase after. But there are businesses that I would recommend hardcore that you go out and you get a proper SEO strategy, and that would not be with me. And there's other businesses that I recommend just putting on the Yoast SEO plugin, which is what I will put on your website, and having some keyword phrases to put on all your images and descriptions is going to be enough SEO for you. So now I know that probably is all jargon talk, and I would like to just do a quick screen share to explain to you a little bit better what that is, what you're really going to get. The best thing to do if you're unclear about what kind of SEO you need for your business is for you and I to have a chat, either a strategy session, a freebie chat, or as part of building the website, just to get really clear, like, how much do you really need to focus on SEO for your business? And if we determine that that is the case, then I will refer you on to someone for a more thorough and extensive SEO package. I offer a very lightweight and introductory level SEO that I think is enough basics that when, you know, if someone searches your name, that you're going to show up. And it just helps that I'll show you now with the screen share the other thing that Yoast is good for. Let's have a look. Okay, so when I create your website for you, you will eventually log in and it will look a bit like this. And so we're talking about SEO, we're talking about when someone Googles for your business name, or that say you're a yoga teacher in Bega and they Google yoga Bega and you want to show up. So each image you have, and each images mostly, but each page as well. Let's just look at images for now because that's an easy example. And each page as well has this what's called metadata, which is kind of confusing, but let's look at a picture, right? Each picture has alt text, which is essentially what you would, if someone was vision impaired, they have some software that helps them understand what images on their website are, and it will look at the alt text, the alternative text. And if this says image of woman's face with laptop, words over image says book a free chat now and let's talk about your website, that's what we would write as the alt text. And then the software that helps the vision impaired person would say, it would read the alt text out loud to them. So that is a great thing to have if you have time. Personally, I don't do that for my own images. I don't focus on SEO for my business. And there's a lot of you that I'm going to talk to and I'm going to say, I don't think we need to over-focus on this. But what I would do is I would probably manage the title and I would just say something like, Natasha Berda, online marketing consultant or something. Online marketing support or something like that, right? Or you might, and if you are the yoga teacher in Bega, you would write yoga in Bega, Marimbula, Tathra, Tura, you know, you'd write all the local areas, or you might write yoga, meditation, Bega, blah, 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 all the locations. Or if you're a personal brand, I'd put your name and what you help people with. And if you're a location-based service, I would just put Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. I just realized. So what I will do if I'm building the website with you is that I will help you decide what should go in there. I don't usually use the caption because that appears underneath the actual image. I think it looks tacky. A description can be helpful, but again, we will assess how much you actually need to focus on SEO. And so the other thing I mentioned is this plugin called Yoast. Where is it? Yoast. Can you guys see it? Oh, there it is. It's just this Y, SEO, right? So it's a free plugin. You pop it on your website. You know your website's got it because it has this little Y icon. And basically, it will look different colors depending on how well your page is set up for SEO in Yoast's opinion. Now, if you're serious about Yoast, then I would encourage you to... If you're serious about Yoast, if I've recommended to you that it would be great for you to focus on your SEO, then I would, you know, be checking, oh, this page, okay, this blog is important to me and I know this is an important part of my SEO strategy. So what happens is then we click on edit post and we can go in and have a look. And down the bottom here, Yoast provides access to the focus key phrase, and also we can click edit snippet and we can change the SEO title. It shows us how it will look in a Google search. We can edit our meta description, which is here. What is SSL and why does it matter? Right? And see, now it's saying orange. It's not quite a long enough snippet because it's going to just display like this. So we just write a few more words. Oops, spelled wrong. Right, so basically Yoast just gives you access to all of this, which is called your metadata, the SEO, and then you can see how it looks, and it's really handy, and it does one other super, super handy thing. Right, okay, that's more than I want. Let's just copy this out because what's going to happen is we're going to go on social and we can also edit the social previews, which is super, super handy. There are lots of ways you can do it. You can actually go in on a normal WordPress page and find all this. It's just much harder to find, and so the beauty of it is that... Yoast just gives you much easier access to all of the metadata. You can easily go in and edit it, and it kind of rates you, which is really nice. Like, apparently my readability is poor. My sentences are too long, which is normal. Transition words, I could use more of them. And then I will get a little green tick on this post, which will be very exciting, give me lots of good feelings. So this plugin will get put on your website. I will also help you decide how important SEO is to you, and we will nut out a few key phrases that I will be putting on your images when I upload them to your website that is going to help your SEO in quite a natural way. So that is what you get in terms of SEO when you have a website built with me. I hope that was helpful. Great. Well, hopefully that's explained it a bit for you. And ultimately, if things are unclear still, and that you have more questions, please ask me. Don't let this stand in the way. If you have more needs for SEO, I definitely know people who can help you. If you're confused or anything, just bump in touch with me and let me know, and I'm happy to have a chat. See you soon. I hope that was helpful.